You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Holy Cross Lutheran Church in O'Fallon, Missouri is our KFUO Church of the Week, and we're going to learn more about the Lord's work in O'Fallon in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Jason Kamm. He's associate pastor at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in O'Fallon, Missouri. Pastor Kamm, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you very much for having me. It is a delight to be here.
Also joining us today, Charity Smith. She's the Director of Christian Education at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in O'Fallon. Charity, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
I am excited to get to talk with you guys about Holy Cross today, learn what's happening there. And it's also a special season, so it's kind of nice to get to share some of the special things going on at Holy Cross as well. Now, I understand, Pastor Kamm, you've been there just for a little while, a little over a year. And Charity, the DCE, you've been there. Charity, how long have you been at Holy Cross?
I've been at Holy Cross a little over 4 years now, and in the ministry since 2012.
So you know a little bit more about the O'Fallon community. Tell us, what do you love about O'Fallon, Missouri, and what's the community like there?
Let's see, things that I love, things are close. Like, you don't have to drive very far for just about anything, which is nice. Little bit of history about O'Fallon. It used to be farmland, and over the course of late 80s into the 90s, especially, it was developed more and more, which leaves a very, I would say, unique imprint here because there are still some farmland holdouts, depending where in town you are. And other times it's, you know, it's been built up a little faster than infrastructure can keep up. So that makes for some interesting traffic. But we've got, major businesses with MasterCard and Citibank. Our banking industries are big out here now. And there's definitely some, we'll say, holdover from it was a small town and people just knew each other. And so we've definitely got that. And now we're just shy of 100,000 people in town. So there's definitely also a mix of like people who are used to the big bustling nature of the town. So it's got an interesting culture to it for sure.
Pastor, how is Holy Cross Lutheran Church a part of that O'Fallon community?
Well, we try our very best to be hospitable to everybody that comes through our doors. People just randomly wander into our congregation on like Sunday services, way more than I was expecting. And so we have a couple people that are specifically, they just have taken it upon themselves to keep an eye on people that we don't recognize as a part of our own congregation. And so we intentionally reach out to them and welcome them and just ask, hey, how'd you end up here? Because we're still trying to piece together, how do people find out about us? So we're just this randomly accessible place that people just seem to wander into. And we get people from all over. We literally had a visitor from Nigeria a couple days ago. And I wanted to learn so much more about his story, but you know, he had somewhere else to go after the service. And so we of course would love to connect people with our Christ Center community here if they're interested. And if not, if they're looking for something else, then we try to point them to other Lutheran churches in the area as well. And so we're not trying to like consolidate everybody here and just, you know, make and grow Holy Cross to be as best as possible. We really try to just connect people to Jesus in ways that that they are interested in and works for them. And our culture is just very traditional and rooted in the hymnal, very traditional Lutheran liturgy. And there's other congregations too that offer different styles of worship. And so we just try and direct people to a congregation that they'd be comfortable with. And we get that that's not always Holy Cross sometimes. And so we're just trying to point people to Jesus and make him as accessible as possible.
Speaking of services, we're in the season of Advent now and looking forward to Christmas. Special services you'd like to highlight for that are going on at Holy Cross in this season and the coming season?
So I'll start with one of them and I'll let Pastor Kamm handle the others. But we've got a family Christmas service that's the one that I take with our families. And so this year we're covering the Christmas tree, where we will follow basically the story of our Savior from Christmas and the traditions that are associated with the Christmas tree to the Garden of Eden and why we needed a savior over to the Nativity again. And then what's really cool is that we've got the families come up and they decorate and undecorate this giant fabric tree that we have with like apples or ornaments, depending on what, you know, part of the account we're in. And then it ends with undecorating the tree completely, turning off the lights, and there is LED lights behind it with a cross. And so then we turn it on and end it with the tree that the Savior hung on. And I find it a lot of fun just because like we have grandparents that participate with their grandkids and parents with their kids. And, you know, it's a nice generational thing. And then afterwards, we'll have a photographer there for families to get pictures in front of the tree, and they get to go down and have dinner, and we do a service project and for everybody. So this year we're doing it's potpourri that we're going to hand out throughout the month of December to visitors and guests and shut-ins and things like that. But, you know, it's something easy that, you know, whether or not you're four, like one of my daughters, or, you know, much older than that, you can still put together some potpourri and give out. So we try and make the service event something that anybody can participate in.
And when is this?
This is December the 6th.
December 6th. Very good. Yep. That's coming up very soon.
Yes.
All right, Pastor, other services that are part of Advent and Christmas season that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. So something that we do that's pretty common among lots of churches is we do have Advent midweek services on Wednesdays. Those begin at 7 p.m. each week on Wednesdays. And what I really like about these services is what happens before them. So before each of these midweek services, there are different boards of ministry within our congregation that prepares meals for just everybody that wants to score a free dinner beforehand. And so Charity, I can't remember, do our doors open at 5 p.m. or 5:30 p.m. for dinner before those midweek services?
I want to say it's 5.
Okay. That's what I also want to say. So we're just going to assume that 5 is correct.
Great.
But I like this for more reasons than, yay, free food. We eat meals with the people that we love, and we just offer this free meal for anybody that just wants to come and socialize and hang out with us. And I've met some new people that I haven't met before through these meals before the service. And it's a really cool environment to just share this time together and to just eat some food and then to go upstairs to the sanctuary to worship and to receive God's gifts through word and sacrament there. And so it's a cool environment, and I look forward to that starting again very soon. And something else that we do at Holy Cross that is probably a little bit more unique compared to some other congregations is that on Sunday, December 21st at 3 p.m., we have a special service called Lessons and Carols. And this is a Christmas hymn festival. There are several passages about the promise and birth of Jesus that will be read throughout this service, and we'll sing some of the best Advent and Christmas hymns that are out there, and it'll all be performed by our very talented music program here. Our music director is a great organist and is a great choir director too, and I know that he's got some ensembles that he's planning, some guest musicians that are coming in that he's got hidden up his sleeve, and he'll invite them to participate in our Lessons and Carols service. And something too, like one of my favorite parts about Holy Cross as a congregation is that they just love to sing. This church loves to sing. And so part of me is like actually more excited for Lessons and Carols than the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services that we have going on. And maybe I shouldn't be admitting that, but the music is a very special treasure that God has given us as a congregation. And so I'm just excited to experience this day, Lessons and Carols on the 21st at 3 p.m. And so that's not just for Holy Cross. It's available for anybody that wants to join us and sing some great Christmas carols. So I encourage everybody to make their way out here that day.
Sounds fantastic. Go ahead, Charity.
Agree. Our music director, David Gilson, does a great job, and he has access to like professional musicians. And it's just, this congregation loves to sing and loves their music. So it's any special hymn festival is always a good time here.
Fantastic. What about Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services? When are those available for people?
So we have a whopping 4 services on that day. And so we have one at 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m., and then the special candlelit service at 11 p.m. And so we try to play around people's dinner, and they just pick whichever one that they would prefer to go to the most. And what really shocked me last year was just the sheer number of people at all four of them. Like, hundreds of people are in the building that day, hundreds and hundreds. And even, I think there were close to 100 people for the 11 p.m. candlelight service as well. And because there's so much activity on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day is a little bit more relaxed. We have just the one service. Oh, I'm like 90% sure it starts at 9:30 a.m. I should have checked on that. I'm pretty sure it's at 9:30, but it's just one service that day. And we pretty much chant the entire service. So the whole thing is musical. And that too took me by surprise by how well attended it was. And so we would be more than happy to host anybody on those 2 days. There's a lot of great stuff that goes on.
Any other special events this season?
The main one that I can think of is this is a citywide event, not hosted by Holy Cross, but hosted by O'Fallon itself. There is this, you know, this like drive-through light shows that you can attend at, you know, at certain parks around, just anywhere you go around Christmas time. There is a public park that's literally right across the street from Holy Cross, Fort Zumwalt Park, and they host a holiday lights display every year, and it's called Celebration of Lights. And I checked their website earlier today, and there's like over 15,000 people that attend this thing throughout the Christmas season. And so it's legit. Like, every tree is decorated with some manner of Christmas light. It's a really impressive display. And so most of the nights are drive-through. You know, you just sit in your car, you purchase your ticket, and then you can just drive through the whole display. But there are 3 days every December. This year it's December 7th through 9th, where those are the walk-through nights. And so no cars are allowed. You get to walk through the whole thing with your family. And Holy Cross, being right across the street, offers free parking for all three of those days. And people are invited to come inside. Like, we open our doors to the community and we host hot chocolate, and we'll have cookies, all sorts of cookies that our members will bake themselves. And we just show and share hospitality to anyone and everyone in the community. And a lot of members from the congregation get involved in serving. You know, some stand outside in the cold and usher people to where they should park, and others just like talk with them when they're inside and just like get to know their stories and get to share our own. And so it's a very unique event where the whole community just comes to us at Tiny Holy Cross, and we just get to welcome them and just spend some quality time with them. And so those are December 7th through 9th is when we're hosting parking spaces at our church property for anyone and everyone to walk through the Celebration of Lights and pick up a Christmas treat on their way there or on their way home.
Charity, and, yes, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and I would add, again, with the music piece, our music director will have a special music opportunity each of the nights. So it might be bells, or it might be brass, or our choir singing Christmas songs. But they do it up. I can't even know, hundreds of cookies that are made and given out. They're very good.
Where can we find more information about Holy Cross and about all of these things that we've talked about today?
So hcross.com would be a great place to find all the service times and meal times, in case we got that one a little off.
Very good. hcross.com. You can learn more about Holy Cross Lutheran Church in O'Fallon, Missouri. Our guest today, the Reverend Jason Kalm, Associate Pastor at Holy Cross Lutheran Church. Pastor Kalm, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to be here and to just share a little bit about what we're all about at Holy Cross.
And Charity Smith, Director of Christian Education for Holy Cross Lutheran Church in O'Fallon, Missouri. Charity, thanks for being our guest.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Again, the website is hcross.com. You can learn more about our KFUO Church of the Week by visiting hcross.com, Holy Cross Lutheran Church in O'Fallon, Missouri. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.